Last Wednesday on my one and only official Instagram profile, I asked you to ask me anything, and we are going to go through your questions together right now. Hello, I'm Crypto Casey, and welcome to the first episode of AMA Monday, where we go through questions you submit on my Instagram story every Wednesday. If you like this sort of content format, make sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and let me know what you think in the comments below. Let's hit it. Please be sure to check out our sponsors, Morales Money, Lorenzo CPA, and Tandrem Wallet. Morales Money, which gives us access to the Moneyline tool we use together in our crypto investing strategy, is 75% off for a limited time using the link below. Lorenzo CPA, my personal accountant, has saved me a ton of money and time over the years with tax-saving strategies, so book a free call with him today and check out his crypto tax course we can get for a discount using the link below. And invest in your very own cold storage hardware wallet like Tandrem Wallet. It's the size of a credit card, multi-currency, multi-chain, and it's by far the easiest crypto wallet to set up and use on the market right now to completely own and control our crypto. And it's extremely affordable. So scroll down and use links below to access the correct and official sites, as well as redeem any special offers they have for us. Sweet. All right. This first batch of questions has to do with all-time high price predictions. Please note, none of this is financial advice. These are just my random wild guesses. So make sure to comment below your random wild guesses for a bit of fun. Here are some of your questions. Will Bitcoin reach new all-time highs this cycle? Yes. Will the all-time high happen before or after the halving? Given that we are just 10 to 12% away from the last all-time high of about 69K, we have about 50 more days until the halving, and the insane amount of demand from the spot Bitcoin ETFs, I'm gonna say yes. Bitcoin and Ethereum bull market peak price prediction and win. My random wild guess is Bitcoin peaks at $169,420 and Ether peaks at $16,420 in 2025. Can Cardano, Polkadot, Solana, The Graph, and Chainlink reach their previous all-time highs? Yes, it's possible. When new lows? My guess for new lows this cycle will be after prices peak in 2025. So maybe Bitcoin pulls back to 100 to 115K and Ethereum 10 to 12K. Sweet. The next batch of questions has to do with price predictions in general. Will prices drop again before rallying further? Absolutely. There's never been a price chart that just constantly goes straight up. Check out the price action from the previous cycle here. You can see we shoot up and pull back, shoot up and pull back. Some sideways, ups and downs here, all during a bull trend as we can see here in this green area. Then we flip bearish and dump massively. Then we flip bullish, shoot up again, pull back here, shoot up again, reach that last all-time high, then flip bearish again and trend downwards. This is where we are right now in a bullish trend. So even if we dump, so long as the trend doesn't flip bearish, we are likely still going up. This is the Moneyline tool, by the way, and this answers another question about what indicators I track that will tell me if Bitcoin will keep going up or suddenly tank. It's been insanely accurate historically in previous cycles, and like I said, it's 75% off for a limited time using the link below. And to learn more about how it works, check out this video guide by clicking on the link above. Nice. What is the lowest Bitcoin will go before the halving? Since we've been holding above 60K nicely so far, I think 60K would be the lowest. If we break down below it, then back to that 56-58K level. However, I'm sticking with 60K for my random wild guess, given a lot of bullish factors we've been discussing on the channel. Do you think there will be a correction in March? My random wild guess is not really. Like I said, I'm sticking with the lowest price before the halving is 60K. Is the halving already priced in? I don't think the market has conceptualized what effect a 50% decrease in newly minted Bitcoin will have, considering the wildly increasing demand for Bitcoin. There's always pre-halving hype that boosts the price, followed by a cooldown. So another question was, do you feel the halving will create a temporary dip in price before gaining? And my guess is yes. A significant dip, not likely. Again, I could be wrong, so let me know what your answers to some of these questions are in the comments below. Wild guess on where ETH is going in 2024. I'd say 10K is on the cards, especially considering its decreasing supply and potential explosion in demand if a spot Ethereum ETF is approved in May, like some institutions are predicting. How do you see the Bitcoin four-year cycle playing out over the next two cycles? My random wild guess is they will be more mild than this one and previous ones, because as the asset class increases in market cap, there will be less volatility. So the next cycle, I think we could hit 300 to 400K all-time highs, depending on what's going on in the year 2028 and 2029. And the following cycle, we could be at a million plus per Bitcoin. Again, depending on what's going on in 2034 and 2035. Do you think Bitcoin will keep rising, or is it prime time to take profits and buy back later? I wouldn't try to time this market in the short term. Also, we're in a bull market, and it's best to be bullish in a bull market. If you've made significant gains that will change your life, take profit. If you've doubled your initial investment, consider taking it out and riding with the rest. Profit taking is a very personalized thing for each and every one of us because we all have different incomes. We are all different ages and different stages of life. Some of us have people relying on us, some of us don't. Some of us have a paid off house and are relatively stable. Some of us are living paycheck to paycheck. So this brings us to the next batch of questions all about profit taking. Here are some of your questions. Is it time to sell and take some profit? When should you start taking profit? Please explain how to take profits. And lots of similar questions. I answer all of them in depth in this video guide for beginners on how to take profit and different profit taking strategies, which you can check out by clicking on the link above. Some other similar questions include, when do you think is a good time to sell? When will you start to sell? So this cycle, I'm keeping it very simple. I will continue to buy when the trend is bullish on the money line tool on the weekly for each crypto, and I will sell when it flips bearish. And we cover this strategy in depth together in this video guide for beginners you can check out by clicking on the link above. Cool. What percentage of your portfolio do you sell in the bull run? What percentage of that are you going to sell in 2024 versus 2025? Each cycle, I typically sell everything except Bitcoin and Ether. This time around, I'll have to see how much adoption and development happens with some of the smaller projects, so I may hold on to some altcoins more long term. We shall see. And like I said, I'm selling when the trend flips bearish, regardless of if it's 2024 or 2025, and start buying again when it flips bullish. Keeping it simple and following the trend. Speaking of trend, the next batch of questions is about market cycles. Why is Bitcoin moving up and altcoins lagging behind? When is altcoin season? This is how the crypto market cycle usually plays out. Bitcoin pops and reaches new all-time highs, followed by Ethereum, then big cap projects like Cardano, Solana, Chainlink, Polkadot, and finally mid and small cap projects. This happens in waves, so to get ahead of the wave, consider getting into altcoin positions before they start popping off after Bitcoin and Ethereum reach new all-time highs, because that's usually when altcoin season kicks off. Are we in a bull market? Yes, we officially flipped bullish actually back in January 2023 with a little sideways fake out in August through October 2023. So these things take time to heat up after a bear market. Do you think we will see a shorter bull cycle? My random wild guess is yes, because the cat's out of the bag. In the last cycle, there weren't countries buying, big institutions buying, there weren't ETFs. Now there is more smart money involved. The asset class is still super small, so I think we will have a crazy compressed bull cycle as it more specifically relates to altcoin season. Nice. The next batch of questions is related to altcoins, and if you've been following the channel, this cycle, I'm keeping it very simple. I'm sticking mostly to the gaming narrative, maybe some AI plays, and when a project is in a bullish trend on the money line, I'm DCAing in or dollar cost averaging in, and when it flips bearish, I'm selling all of it. So some of the questions were what I think about specific altcoins, which altcoins have the best potential, is it too late to invest in certain coins, why are certain coins not pumping, which coins to buy now, how come you don't give opinions on particular cryptos anymore, etc. So if you'd like to check out some altcoins I'm interested in, check out this video by clicking on the link above, where we do an update after 90 days of first exploring them together on the channel and how they are performing. As far as any other coin or project, in past cycles, we overanalyzed projects that were just still very new. This time around, there are new projects. Some of the ones from last cycle are still early in development. So when it comes to altcoins, remember that they aren't for investing. The main use case for most altcoins is to trade them. Don't get obsessed with the tech, the narrative, the fundamentals. We are all speculating and trading. Altcoins is a zero-sum game. For every winner, there is a loser. So again, with this in mind, and to keep it simple, for any project I would consider, I'd simply look at its trend on the money line, consider the market cap. Typically, the lower the market cap, the more risk involved. And if it's in a bullish trend, buy. And if it's in a bearish trend, don't buy. When it flips bearish, sell. Be sure to check out those video guides I mentioned because it will help wrap your head around the strategy and show you how it's performed in the past. Great. Next up, we have a few security questions. Should I replace my ledger? It made me mad when it forced me to update the firmware. I'd say we all need to do what we are most comfortable with our investments. If you are concerned, yes, I would switch to another wallet. Peace of mind is extremely important in crypto, and it's extremely hard to get to that point, especially when we first get started. There are a lot of alternatives out there, which you can check out some of my recommendations in the description below. Can the FBI help recover stolen funds? Yes, we can report fraud and other suspicious activity involving cryptocurrency to the FTC at reportfraud.ftc.gov, the Commodities Futures Trading Commission, CFTC, at cftc.gov/complaint, the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC, at sec.gov/TCR, the Internet Crime Complaint Center, IC3, at ic3.gov/home/file-complaint, and also the cryptocurrency exchange company you may have used to send the money. Unfortunately, most of the time, these scammers are in a jurisdiction where the FBI can't really prosecute them or do anything to actually get the funds back. It's extremely easy to track crypto on the blockchain and see exactly what happened, but most of the scammers are in like North Korea, Russia, and somewhere where, sure, they can track them, but not really enforce punishment. Cool. Should you buy a cold wallet as a crypto beginner investor, no matter what amount? Absolutely yes. It may seem daunting to set up and use a crypto wallet, but it's actually a lot easier than you think. So before moving on to the last batch of questions, I'm going to show you how to set up a wallet in less than 60 seconds and then send crypto to it, also in less than 60 seconds, with Tangent Wallet. Opening the box, here we have the three cards. Next, installing the correct and official Tangent mobile app on our phones, and opening the app, tap Scan Card, and touch one of the cards to your phone like so. Next, click Create Wallet, and tap the card to your phone again. Nice, now we have a crypto wallet. Let's create backups of it. Tap Backup Now, and then tap Add a Backup Card, and tap the second card to your phone. Cool. Now tap Add a Backup Card again, and tap the third card to your phone. Then tap Finalize the Backup Process, and enter an access code to secure your wallet. Re-enter the access code to verify it, and then scan the primary card ending in the corresponding numbers on the screen. That matches the card, holding it up to your phone until the operation is complete. Then repeat this process for the two backup cards. That's it. It's configured and ready to use. So now let's move some Bitcoin we have from the Coinbase exchange together to our Tangent wallet in less than 60 seconds. Open the Tangent app, tap Scan Card, scan the card, enter your access code, scan the card again, and from here on the dashboard, press and hold Bitcoin, then tap Copy Address. Next, open the Coinbase exchange app, tap the Send button, tap Bitcoin, paste the Tangent Bitcoin wallet address into the To field, and tap Continue. Enter the amount of Bitcoin we want to send. I always recommend sending a small amount to test to make sure everything is good to go. In this case, we are sending $100 worth of Bitcoin. Tap Preview, then tap Continue. Make sure everything looks good, then tap Send Now. And it's on its way. In a few minutes or so, we will open our Tangent app and see the $100 worth of Bitcoin we sent that we now completely own and control. Repeat the same process for any other cryptocurrency by copying the corresponding address on Tangent Wallet. Also making sure we select the right network. Like for example, with Tether, there are many other available networks like Ethereum versus BNB Smart Chain versus Solana and more. Then repeat the same similar process on any other exchange you may have crypto on by using the send function, pasting the address in the recipient field, and checking to make sure everything looks good before sending. The process is actually much easier and simpler than most people new to crypto think, and it's a lot like riding a bike. I can try to explain how to ride a bike, show you how to ride a bike, you can read about riding a bike, however at the end of the day you need to get on the bike and ride it for yourself to learn. So start practicing transferring to and from different exchanges and wallets to prepare for this face melting bull cycle so you can take profits and potentially change your life with some nice gains. If you want to watch a full video on how to use Tangium, check out this video guide by clicking on the link above. And scroll down and use links below for a nice discount and to access Tangium's correct and official site. Amazing. While on the subject of Tangium, someone asks if there is a way to pull a CSV from it of your transactions. Yes. Open the Tangium app, tap on the crypto, like Ethereum. Under Transactions, tap Explorer. And scrolling down to the Transactions area, we can tap Download Page Data, and it will create a CSV file for you. Great. These next batch of questions are a bunch of random ones. Any thoughts on moving out of the US if the shite show here intensifies? Yes, there are other countries I'm considering in case things devolve and or the crypto regulatory environment becomes too restrictive to run my businesses. What do you think of Bobby Kennedy? He likes crypto, so I like him. What are your housing market predictions after the Bitcoin halving? In the US, I think it's still going to be tough with crazy interest rates and such. Depending on where you are, housing will continue to appreciate against the devaluation of the dollar. With the refugee situation worsening, I imagine some areas affected by that will have a negative effect on those particular housing markets. At the end of the day, global elites don't want us owning private property. They want us poor and to be perpetual renters. So I think the housing market will be tough. Is it a bad time to sell a house? Is the market going up or down? Depends on your unique circumstance, where the house is, and other factors about the house. It's tough for buyers if they aren't paying cash due to crazy interest rates. Also, like I said, even though it may look like the housing market is going up, a lot of that will simply be from the US dollar losing value, not necessarily because the housing market is doing particularly well. I'm by no means a real estate expert though, so definitely think about consulting with a local realtor, as housing tends to be more of a local thing. The single family home market in Chicago is going to be much different than the condo market in California or the waterfront market in New Hampshire. It's just too diverse to say for sure. When you pull profits, what will you be diversifying into? Typically, I'll sell altcoins to buy more Bitcoin, more ETH, do some property development, consider more real estate like farmland, invest in cash flow generating assets like businesses. I've been considering possibly getting a supercar because in the future, I think more and more manual transmission gasoline powered supercars will be scarce. Therefore, hold value well, while also being a fun novelty thing. We shall see. Why don't you post pictures of you to make us believe you are real? I've never been in posting pictures of myself. I don't like the attention. I don't want the attention. I don't need the attention. Even on personal social media, my friends and family constantly gripe about not posting pictures of myself or about anything personal. Selfies are just so cringe, and I just like to stick to what we are all here for, learning about finance, geopolitics, economics, new exciting technology, blockchain, Bitcoin, and crypto. However, if you'd like to see some pictures of me outside of the crypto realm, I did share some in this video I made about how I became a millionaire by 28 and lessons I learned along the way, which you can check out by clicking on the link above. Maybe I'll consider taking and posting more pictures on my Instagram profile and on my YouTube community page, so be sure to use the links below to access the one and only correct official Instagram page, where I never direct message you because scammers will pretend to be me and try to steal your money in crypto. So watch out. Beware, and if you're new to crypto, check out this video guide all about scams to watch out for by clicking on the link above. Cool. This was the first episode of AMA Monday, and if you liked it and want me to keep doing them, let me know in the comments below. And to ask some questions for the next episode, look out for my Instagram story on Wednesday. Awesome. So if you would like to increase your chances of making gains by buying and selling altcoins at the right time using the money line, check out this video. If you would like to learn the best proven strategy in crypto, which is how to DCA, dollar cost average, into the crypto markets, check out this video. And to get your very own Tangent wallet, click on the link on the screen. Like and subscribe for more. Be safe out there.